Welcome back to The Weekender on Y95.
Good morning. I'm Wade Cleveland, and I'm joined by a couple of members of the Town of Yarmouth's Accessibility Advisory Committee. Natalie Smith, who is the Director of Economic Development, and the chair of the actual committee, who is Stephen Nickel. Now, first off, Natalie, Stephen, thank you so much for talking to me this morning.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Great to have you here. Let's start with kind of a loose definition, if you don't mind, of accessibility and what kind of you're trying to achieve here, because there's a lot that has to be done.
Well, we take that. Basically, accessibility was described by Nova Scotia Department of Justice as being any barrier that prohibits an individual in Yarmouth or Nova Scotia or Canada or worldwide, prohibits any person from taking part in any service, walking on any sidewalk, driving on any road, anything like that. Any barrier that would prohibit you from taking part in any service.
Okay.
Or event or anything.
Sounds very basic in a way, but it's difficult to achieve because it is very, very hard to find what those barriers are if you're not experiencing them.
Yes, it is. I am a person that experiences those barriers. I work with a committee that experiences those barriers on a regular basis. To give you an example of a barrier, we're not just talking about doors that will automatically open for you for those with mobility issues. We're talking about Braille for services in Yarmouth for people that have visibility issues. COVID has given us plenty of examples of barriers. I am a person that is hearing impaired.
Right.
I wear a cognitive implant. To give you an idea, when I go out and I take part, not to put anybody on focus here, but just to order a coffee. I'll go up, I'll order a coffee. Naturally, I'm wearing a mask. My waiter is wearing a mask, and we're talking behind a screen. And basically, when they're taking my order,
exactly,
it's very muffled and you can't hear. And these are just some. Now, that is a barrier that we can't do anything with. We have to protect ourselves. We hope that as the numbers decrease, you know, the mask and the barriers will come down. But there are barriers that, with the help of the public, we can identify and take a look at and work with the town that Natalie will talk about to identify and remove.
Okay. And there's a lot to that. Now, the town of Yarmouth was planning on putting this accessibility advisory committee together for a while. And I'll bring Natalie into this conversation now, because there's reasons for this. Of course, it's just plainly a good thing to do. But second off, Nova Scotia has kind of a plan and a goal. They put together something called Access by Design, and they were hoping to have totally accessible areas in Nova Scotia by 2030 and implementation to start next year. Again, it's easy to say, but very difficult to achieve. So first off, maybe you could speak to the assembly of the committee here in the town of Yarmouth.
Thank you, Wade. Well, town council had requested staff to put together a terms of reference of what this committee would look like. And the accessibility directorate with the province basically identified, you know, how to form the committee, who should be on the committee, and gave some guidance on how to create an inclusive accessibility action plan. So the town took that lead and developed a terms of reference document for which it identified that the committee must be made up of greater than 50% of the members of those that have an accessibility barrier or represent organizations with that. So we went about doing that, and we were able to put together a committee of 9 persons, of which 2 are elected officials, who certainly have a soft spot for this area, whether it's a personal or that they've had experience with persons in the community. And the other 7 members are made up of citizens, and I'm happy to say that 100% of those either have an accessibility challenge or represent organizations. So we met in January, and since then we meet monthly. And really, our goal is to create a accessibility action plan for public spaces and the built environment, as well as parks, trails, sidewalks, etc. So our goal is to create a plan that would answer to the province how our municipality would achieve those requirements.
Okay. And from a government standpoint, you're looking mostly at public spaces, as you mentioned. How do you do that? It just seems like such a huge undertaking. And so what does this plan look like? I'm assuming it's not really assembled yet, but that discussions are ongoing?
Yeah, so there is an outline. So there are five focus areas that we have to look as a part of the plan. One is we have to look at the built environment. So that's the bricks and mortar. So, for example, we have to look at town hall because it's definitely a public accessible space. Then we have to look at parks and trails and recreational. So, for example, Frost Park, Beacon Park, the Heartland Trail. So we have to look at the built environment. And there is we're very lucky that two of our staff members did the training for the Rick Hansen accessibility certification training. So one of our staff is actually able to do that audit. And so they have already started on that. So we've made progress. So the other parts of focus is employment. So what would be our HR policies to be inclusive around the hiring practices? And then when we have people employed, how do we work with them to ensure that any barriers that they may face, that we overcome those? So we look at employment. We look at transportation, our transit bus, our taxi service, our shuttles, any kind of public transportation, how are those things accessible? Then we also look at goods and services. We also look at, it's now escaping me, but there are others that we have to look at. And those five areas create the plan, the action plan, of which then the accessibility committee will bring forth recommendations in each of those areas based on community consultation, based on the audits, and based on working with town staff back to council as an overall action plan and recommendation.
Okay. Now, I remember this was a couple of years ago going on a day trip with the late Councillor Sandy Dennis. She and I both sat in wheelchairs and tried to make our way through the downtown and got on the bus. We went into Frost Park, tried to get out of Frost Park, which is not the easiest thing in the world. And it was really eye-opening for me. And again, I go back to you, Stephen, because perspective is everything. When you don't have necessarily a disability, then you're not looking with those eyes. And so my mind goes automatically to things like being able to move around when you're handicapped, when you're unable to in a wheelchair or whatever. But, of course, you have hearing issues. Those are issues. What other different issues are there that perhaps I'm missing and maybe the general public listening are missing?
That's a great question, Wade. And we are, make no mistake, we are looking at all of Yarmouth, but we are also looking at all of the accessibilities out there. One of the first people that I heard from was a friend of mine, Angeline D'Entremont. She gave us a great video on her autistic child. I'm an individual that has worked with autism for, well, I'm not going to say the number of years, but it's been a long time. And actually, one of the people on our committee is also the head of YACRO, and she too will can boast about working with people with disability. And YACRO has quite a diverse range of disabilities. And so we're not looking at just the people in the wheelchairs, as Wade just said, that gave you perspective. now we need to hear from everyone else from their perspective, and that's what the meeting's all about this coming Tuesday. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from the people that have different perspectives with regards to what you experience, your autism, your blindness, your wheelchair factors, your breathing issues, per se. The There's list goes on and on. Yeah.
Okay.
What are you experiencing in your life?
All right. Well, that's an awesome segue into the next question, which is you are planning a virtual conference. So tell us about that virtual conference.
So wait, that conference is on Tuesday, September the 21st. It's a free conference open to anyone in the public. It doesn't matter your physical address, location. It starts, the virtual doors opens at 6:30, but the actual session starts at 7. And we hope to conclude it by 9, depending on the number of registrations. So it's highly interactive. It'll be very simple to maneuver. There'll be opportunity for group discussions. There'll be opportunity for a one-on-one video chat where you can express separately in little video moments about, you know, what has been successful that you've witnessed in the town and what are some challenges. So during that session, we'll be able to get lots of variation of input from the public.
And that's obviously what you're hoping to gain, is that insight into what really needs to be looked at.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Okay, so can anybody, if they're not disabled, like I'm very interested in this, can I just sign in and kind of watch this? Is that
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it's not just the town people. It's anybody in Yarmouth County. It's anybody that uses town services.
Sounds very good. Now, let's talk a little bit about, I guess, on the grand scale of things, what we're looking at. We're looking at public areas, but there's also private areas. You know, there's the core of downtown. There's stores. There's restaurants. Does any of that fall within your purview, or is it more kind of on the outside?
For this particular process, it doesn't fall in the purview, but the province has created subcommittees where they are looking at the built environment. So they're looking at the built environment, employment, access. So they're taking a look at their regulations, and then those subcommittees will then bring those forwards. And so that might require improvements or changes to the Nova Scotia Building Code regulations or to the employment standards. So the general public or businesses or individuals, that information will be coming forward, I think, moving into 2022 and 2023.
Okay. And I would think at that point, and even when it comes to public areas as well, some of what may be required would cost a few dollars. And so I'm wondering, is the province who actually kind of set this all up and made the goals that have to be attained, is the province going to be providing any kind of funding for this kind of thing?
I can't certainly speak on behalf of them, but from what I know, part of them doing the community consultation of, again, these different subcommittees is, number one, similar to us, is they got in a huge wish list. So now they're rationalizing that wish list to see what is actually implementable into a regulation or act. And I believe that behind that will be some incentives for municipalities to help them with some of those improvements. So I think that is forthcoming.
Okay. So as you guys gather all of this information, and over the past year you've been gathering it up, what are you looking at moving forward? What happens once you have that information and you kind of have an idea of what needs to be addressed? What are the next steps?
Do you want me to answer?
The next steps is pretty simple. It's just taking a look at, after the initial session on Tuesday, we'll take a look at not only what was said, but we'll take a look at who was saying it. From there, we'll start and take a look at, okay, well, we reached this group, this age group, but we didn't reach this group. So then we'll start planning on how best to go out and reach them. One thing I will add, if you are a business owner, say you don't have a disability, but you want to learn more about it, come on to the session. It doesn't hurt to listen. After that, once we take a look at the different sessions, and once we take a look of the age groups that we need to reach out to, we'll start looking at basically the best plan to go out after them. And it might be that we might need to go talk to seniors' homes. We might need to hold a public forum and say, hey, okay, this group, come out and talk to us. Whatever's needed, we're going to find you, and we're going to come out and talk to you.
Sounds good. This is exciting. So you must be kind of excited about this.
I am kind of excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
Tell us about how that feels. It must feel good
to
at least be acknowledged.
I started working with persons with accessibility ages many, many moons ago. So this has always been a lifelong passion with me. And it's not just about the person that's in the wheelchair or the person with the walker. It's about the person that can't breathe. It's about the person that has access trouble because they have sensory impairments in Sobeys is a great example. When they turn the lights off to be able to go shopping with the dim lights, the dim sounds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm behind all that. I'm all for it. I have advocated for people with disabilities for life, and to be working on a committee that is, the goal is to bring that forth and to bring forth those changes. Yes, I'm very excited. I look forward to Tuesday night and just being able to chit chat with people and listen to them saying, hey, I'm struggling here, what can I do? Or hey, this isn't working for me, what can I do? And just taking all that, putting it together and saying, hey, Natalie, now we got a plan. Let's make it happen.
So wait,
I just wanted to add that in addition to the virtual conference, because not everybody may want to or can attend, there will be paper copies of the survey at Town Hall. You can pick it up. There will also be copies at the library. If you're visiting the Mariner Center, there will also be some copies there. If you're a student or staff at NSCC, it will also be there. So we're trying to provide as many options for people to provide their input. And so we hope to get those paper copies out on September 22nd,
mm-hmm.
and then give people an opportunity of a couple of weeks to provide input, and then we'll start pulling together the data.
Getting everything together.
And if none of that works, pick up a pen and paper, write us a letter.
Yeah, which would work as well.
Do the old-fashioned way.
Sure. And just address it to Town Hall?
Yep. Just address it to Town Hall. We'll get it.
Yeah, we'll get it.
All right. When it comes to the conference again, give us the details on how to sign on. Is it just done through the Town of Yarmouth website?
Yes. You can go to the Town of Yarmouth website. There's links to the conference, or you can call our office at 902-742-2521, or you can email accessibility at townofyarmouth.ca, and we'll help to register you or provide you with the link to the Hopin site, which is the virtual site platform that you can register. And again, it's free. There's no charge.
Natalie, Stephen, thank you so much for talking to us. You can feel the excitement, especially with you, Stephen, which is really great to see. Here's to a successful virtual conference that everybody who needs to reach out to you does. And thank you. Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you for having us, Wade.
That's Natalie Smith and Stephen Nickel of the Accessibility Advisory Committee for the Town of Yarmouth. And we will return in a moment.
The Weekender will return in a moment.